Hi, everyone. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Welcome to this week's episode of Worst Boys Guild. I'm CR. Thanks for tuning in again. Today, dug up my old iTunes library from, like, middle school and then my senior year of high school. So that's what I'm going to use for today's show, of course. It was like, you know, it's a mix of, like, before streaming services were really a thing. So when I was, like, a kid, and then in my senior year of high school, I just started using iTunes again a lot and, like, buying albums a lot. So I've got a few of the albums I was really into at that time. It's a neat mix. So let's get right into it. I think I'm going to go ahead and play... I'll play Gunshy by 10,000 Maniacs. Definitely had a very big 10,000 Maniacs phase in my senior year of high school. It's a little out of nowhere, a little random, but I stand by it. Here's Gunshy.
There.
again, that was Gun Shy by 10,000 Maniacs off of the album In My Tribe. I actually have a fun extra segment for you all. Worst Boys Guild went on something of a field trip today, shortly before I taped the rest of this episode. So I have a crappy voice memo that I taped on my phone in my car for you all to listen to. And let me reiterate that it's not the best radio, because I was mostly focused on driving, as I should be. I just had my phone and my voice memos connected to it, like a hands-free setup, and I kind of just gave it a stream of consciousness, you know, thought dump. And here it is. All right, hello everybody. Worst Boys Guild hits the road. I got halfway through the day today, it's Tuesday, May 26th, before realizing that nothing had happened and nothing was gonna happen. So, now I am driving 30 miles to Austin, Texas, to buy a pound of coffee. Yeah, I wish there were more to that sentence, but that's the whole thing. I've actually got a friend in the car with me, but I'm not allowed to have guests on my show, so I guess he's just gonna... At this point in the recording, I made a dumb joke about him trying to distract me from putting on a good radio show while I was driving, and then I realized that I do not want you all to think I condone distracted driving, and I especially don't want you to think I was doing any distracted driving, so I will reiterate that he sat there very nicely and quietly. I had my hands-free phone set up, and I was fully focused on the road. So I guess he's just gonna sit there and look cute and be very silent. Anyways, as I mentioned last week, I live in San Marcos, Texas now for the summer. And there are coffee shops here that I easily could have purchased coffee from, but that was too simple and too easy and probably not as expensive. So now I'm going to Austin. I'm excited to hear how this sounds audio quality wise. I'm excited to hear if you can get like the loud road noise and the turn signals, and if this is just going to be like an insanely miserable listening experience. But we got to break the monotony somehow. Yesterday and today I put on real clothes, which was very exciting for me. I've been wearing like exercise clothes just to sit in my house all day for a while. And the depression was starting to really hit, so I put on some actual outfits. Today I'm wearing the, like, leggings that I wore most days my freshman year of college that, my ex recently finally mailed back to me. So it's kind of like having new clothes, except not really at all. And then I'm wearing a shirt that fits me really well, but has a stain that I cannot get rid of because nobody's going to see me anyways. That's kind of, again, nothing happened today before this. I'm actually taping this portion of the show before I tape the main show. So we'll see how I decide to transition in and out of this segment. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be crafty. It's just going to be as awkward and dry as the segment itself. But I hope you've enjoyed this field trip. And have fun listening to some music, probably. Or maybe a PSA. Bye-bye. Great. I hope you enjoyed the very first edition of Worst Boys Guild on the Road. What ended up happening was That's like a 3-minute recording. The drive to Austin is about 20, 25 minutes. We drove into downtown Austin to this coffee shop. It was delightful. Masks were required and customers were not allowed inside, but they had a window that like opens out onto this patio. So I picked up my coffee. It's actually more than a pound, 24 ounces of coffee. 2 12-ounce bags. And kind of peeked inside the window through which they were accepting payment and everything. And it looked so delightful in there. And I'm so sad that I could not just go, like you know, like the before times, go sit, read a book, enjoy myself, drink some overpriced coffee. But we picked up my coffee beans. We did buy some overpriced coffee because through the window they were serving like lattes, etc. So I did manage to get my overpriced coffee, just not so much the atmosphere. Because, you know, we had our masks on for the whole interaction. We hopped back in the car. And then we tooled around downtown Austin for a bit because the coffee shop was very close to downtown Austin. And for something to do, we drove by the capital of Texas, which is always exciting. It's a beautiful building. And then just drove through a few streets in downtown. And it is so nice there. I was supposed to actually be living in Austin this summer for my internship. And then my internship got switched to remote. So I opted for San Marcos instead because my friend lives here. And the housing is cheaper. But man, it just reminded me that right now I was supposed to be like spending my weekends kicking it in Austin, tooling around, actually being able to get out of my car and go sit in coffee shops or like shop. There was one bike shop that looked just so disgustingly hip. I don't even have a bike. I still would have gone in there and just kind of walked around the bike shop and not bought anything and left, because that's always a fun way to kill time. Obviously, this is like one of the much more minor impacts of this whole pandemic, but it is, you know, you do get to kind of look longingly out your car window and think about how things are a little different right now. Either way, we had a delightful time. I am not from Austin. I'm from Houston, Texas. I've been to Austin like 3 times, 4 times in my life. So just seeing the city was very cool. I've never drove in Austin before, and that always helps me get a better feel for the layout of a place. So that was exciting. Getting the chance to kind of... The downtown is very small. It's really funny. I overheard my friends tell my roommate, like, oh, we drove around this really cute little area in Austin. And in my head, I was like, by cute little area, you mean downtown Austin. You mean, like, Austin. But that's just the nature of the city. It's adorable. Houston's downtown, to me, has such a more, like, first of all, it's much bigger and taller and has this, like, more business-like atmosphere. And then if you want the cool, hip, adorable stuff, you go find it in different neighborhoods in the city. Not knowing anything about Austin, my guess is that a lot of it's just right there, right downtown, which seems very cool, very fun to explore. If you've been to Austin, especially if you've lived there, if you have any thoughts, please feel free to leave a voicemail at the station and talk about it. You can tell me that I'm completely wrong and clearly I don't know anything about Austin, and I will readily admit that you're correct. You can give me more places to drive past and longingly place my fingertips on the window of my car. You can give me places to come back to and actually go inside, like way down the line when this pandemic is over and I eventually get the chance to return to Austin. Any of it. I mean, when I tell people from Medford that I'm from Texas, they usually want to talk about Austin. And so I would love to know as much about the city as I can, so I'm ready to engage them in that conversation a bit more. Anyway, that's how that field trip turned out. Maybe I should do more of those segments in the future. Anytime I go on a long drive, maybe I'll start just taping a 3-4 minute bit on the date and where I'm going and why. It might be a fun little journaling exercise for me and for you guys to learn more about what I am up to. I drive places so infrequently that I'll easily be able to fit all of those for the week in just the first part of my radio show. So why not? Anyways, now I've got a nice PSA for you all about recycling, always an important issue. Please take a listen.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
I feel like the line towards the end, when I grow up, I don't want to be garbage, really resonates with the only thing lazier than writing a comedic bit off of when I grow up, I don't want to be garbage is not even writing said comedic bit and instead just pointing out that that line is prime fodder for a comedic bit. So that's how you know I've reached peak laziness. The jokes would be pretty low-hanging fruit, though. I'm a college student. I don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. I hope I'm not garbage. Anyways, as I said at the beginning of the show, I found a lot of gems from my elementary school life in my iTunes library, including all of Taylor Swift's first three albums. The Fearless Tour was actually my very first concert. The Speak Now Tour might have been my very second concert. I don't quite remember. That's very possible. I mean, this is all if you don't count Houston Rodeo concerts, which I don't. So, of course, being a young little Texan, Taylor Swift was the sweetheart of the country music community, despite her music not really being country at all. I remember when Red came out, I was like, oh my God, she's not even writing country anymore. This is just pop. And now when I listen again, it was all just pop. But I'm going to play a song off of her first album, her self-titled. It's called The Outside, and I think it is wildly underappreciated. It goes hard, and people have mostly forgotten about it. Even my friends who are Taylor Swift fans, granted, they focus more on Red, 1989, the later albums. Still, they haven't even heard of this song, which I think is a shame. So I will take this opportunity to play it. This is The Outside by Taylor Swift.
Looking for a reason I know I didn't read.
as I said, a great song. This is one of those songs that really makes me think, like, how did I ever see her as a country artist? Of course, in a lot of her songs, she's singing about, you know, small town life, and they're riding in pickup trucks, and her daddy's waiting on the back porch with a shotgun for her ex-boyfriend to come back. But that song is just, it's just not, it's pop. And it's really good pop. I'm trying to think of what to play next. I want to, again, play a promo for another show with my time, because I think that this is a really neat new idea that some of the other DJs at the station have had to tape advertisements for our shows and let each other play them. We have, like, this Google Drive folder with MP3s of all the promos. And so I'm just going to pick one at random again and give it to you all and let you report back to me on if the show is any good or not. But if it's a WMFO show, I'm sure it's lovely. So let's see what I'm going to play here. And again, if you have any suggestions for fun show promo ideas that I could do for Worst Boys Guild, just give me a holler. As you all must know by now, kind of my personality on the radio is kind of dry, kind of stream of consciousness. So I don't know how to convert that into an ad that really grabs people's attention. But we'll see. And for now, please enjoy this promo for, let's see, Rossano Radio.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
Nice. That was my first time hearing that promo right along with you guys, and I liked the music they had in there. I'm probably going to listen to that show now. It was really good. And I'm getting ideas for how I would do my promo. They had several songs in that one. Kind of a lot going on, a couple of, like, changes of pace. I think my ad will be much shorter. I think the first step is to pick out actually a theme song for my show. And then I can just kind of talk over the theme song as a backing track. And then just, you know, the basics. Make sure to say that this is Worst Boys Guild. It's on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. You can listen at 91.5 WMFO or worldwide online at WMFO.org. The basics. So now I have a more specific prompt for you all. This is my third time calling for you to kind of interact. It feels weird not being able to pick up the phone actually during my show, but I will reiterate that you can leave me voicemails. Yeah, so this is my third call for you to leave me a voicemail if you have any ideas for a good theme song for my show. And I will also, of course, just keep combing through my music library and try to pick music that gets my vibe. It's tough because it changes week to week, and I guess this doesn't need to be like a static, set-in-stone theme song, and it doesn't need to be the official theme song of my show. It just needs to be something to kind of spice up my normal talking, being me shtick for like 30 seconds. Anyways, as I said last week, there's not a ton to talk about in these uncertain times. Who would have thought that certain times would actually be more interesting than uncertain times? But I'm sure a bajillion comedians have made that joke from their couch on an Instagram live stream, only to make like $40 from the whole thing. That's bleak. That's a bleak image. Let me think about what else I've been up to. I do have a summer internship that's starting in just a couple of weeks now, which is very exciting, and I'm very lucky to still have an internship. As I said in my on the road segment, I've actually gotten dressed in like real outfits for the past couple of days. I've still been playing guitar regularly, practicing that, so that's a fun hobby. I don't think I'm really gonna be able to say, like, back in 2020 during the quarantine I learned guitar and that's why I'm a guitar player now, because I spent quarantine learning guitar. I definitely don't feel like I've quote unquote learned guitar, and I still and don't think that I'm gonna ever really see myself as like a guitar player, but I've been having a lot of fun with that. I've been doing a lot of reminiscing. I think quarantine lends itself pretty well to reminiscing, at least for me, because I've been doing just a ton of it. And it's very bittersweet because I've been thinking back a lot to just 1 year ago, right at this time. I actually don't remember what day it would have been, but right around this time a year ago, I would have been flying to Anchorage, Alaska to spend 8 weeks with my girlfriend at the time, living with her grandparents, working like 3 days a week, and then the other 4 days a week going on little trips like all over the area, you know, a trip to Palmer, a trip to Talkeetna, one weekend trip with her grandma and her cousin to Homer, incredible, a couple of trips to Seward, a couple of trips to Girdwood, you know, hiking, checking out little towns. My friend and I went to Wimberley, Texas, which is like this little town, but you can tell they've got like this ecotourism thing going on there now, because there's a bunch of cute shops. There's like art shops and gift shops. It's so weird to me seeing, still, after spending a whole summer in Alaska, it's still so weird to me to just see a freestanding, like, gift shop. Like, not a museum gift shop or anything, just a store all on its own that's just trinkets and stuff that the store owners thought was cute and that you might think is cute, but it's great. You know, most places don't have that because you wouldn't get enough people who just have time to kill and are on a trip and want to go buy knickknacks and like art and stuff. So Wimberley really reminded me of Alaska. I was doing a lot of reminiscing because it just has that, it seems to be asserting itself as you know, like I said, an ecotourism spot. Like you go camping or glamping or hiking, or there were like a couple of breweries and a winery, go on a girls trip and then kick it in this little town square that they've got with a coffee shop and a boutique and an art gallery and a gift shop. And it was just really nice. It was the same deal as today, where my friend and I drove out there and just stayed in our car and just drove around to look at stuff. It was really nice. So that contributed a lot to the reminiscing. And it's, you know, if we could have gotten out of the car, it would have been the same vein as like a lot of the activities I did a year ago. Just go somewhere and just take it in, take in the little town, and then drive home after a few hours. And this is kind of a convoluted thread I'm on here, but that's what I've been up to. I've been reminiscing about it. That was a really great summer last summer, fond memories of it. Alaska is incredibly beautiful. I would recommend that anybody go there. I would like to go back on a vacation sometime, sure, probably just to do a lot more reminiscing, but I mean, you know, I was there for 8 weeks last summer, so even if I go back on vacation, it's definitely not going to be the same thing of let's take day trips when we feel like it, and we don't need to cram all the activities in the whole region into just a few days. You know, one day we can just go on a hike and then come home and shower and then sleep for the rest of the day, because this is a really good hike. Went on a few really good hikes. One very intense hike that was still really good, where we went from the bottom of Exit Glacier up to where you can see like the whole ice field on top. Stuff like that is what I've been thinking about. And just thinking about how stuff changes. Not necessarily for the worse. Now I'm in Texas and I love Texas. And of course, nostalgia has the effect of I don't know if it makes things seem better than they are or what. I'm still very realistic about the stuff that wasn't perfect at any given time in my life. But when you're looking back on it, you have the benefit of focusing on the stuff that you like to focus on. So it can be a comforting part of quarantine, if sometimes a little distressing to think like, oh, how the mighty have fallen. A year ago, I was having a blast in Alaska, taking in all this natural beauty, and now I'm mostly just in my apartment, or even when I go somewhere, I don't really get out of my car. I'm just trying to break the monotony. It can have that tint to it, but I've been choosing to take it more as a, like, here's this really great experience I had, and there will be more happy times, but also I'm very lucky to have had such happy times in the past as well. Again, doing this radio show solo, I wish I could have guests, but we're not doing any live guests or callers in during our pre-taped show time. So the natural inclination whenever you're just talking for a long time is to do that, like stop and pivot and turn around and what do you think? Have you been spending your quarantine reminiscing too? What were you doing a year ago? Did you love it? What was great about it? Like, tell me about it. And what has your mind been on? Has everybody been dwelling on, dwelling as a negative connotation? Has everybody else been spending a lot of time just sitting and thinking? Or is that just me? Looking forward to being back in the studio someday and having it, even though it's still, I'll still be a solo DJ, having the ability to bring people in or have people call in and, not just, be me talking at you. Speaking of which, I've been talking for quite a while, so let me take a look at what else I've got in my iTunes library that I'd like to share. I have a lot of St. Vincent. That would be senior year of high school, me. I have Called the Doctor by Sleater-Kinney, the album, also high school me. Middle school me, I have Maroon 5's Songs About Jane. So in the spirit of nostalgia, let's do a song from that. It was a great album. I hate to be one of those, oh, this artist used to be so much better and they sold out. Now their music's no good. There's no art to it. And like, listen to their old albums. They're so incredible compared to the new stuff. But come on, I do feel that way about Maroon 5. Songs About Jane was such an incredible album. And since Payphone, I just have not been able to really get into their music. So, let's listen to one. There's a few hits from this album. I thought it was going to be easy to just take a look at the songs and snatch a hit and play it. But the ones that jump out to me are Harder to Breathe, This Love, and She Will Be Loved. Tempted to go with She Will Be Loved, but it might be like emotional, like in a nostalgic way. But that is the tangent I've been on, is thinking about nostalgia and reminiscing and emotion. And this song really is like a childhood. It makes me so nostalgic for just being a kid, which is fun. Let's do that one. This is She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5 off the album Songs About Jane. Enjoy.
Had some trouble with herself.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I like this. I like this nostalgic hit thing I've got going here. I'm not going to talk too much now. Let's proceed with another one that really just makes me feel like a child to listen to, that I found while I was listening to She Will Be Loved, and that is Tattoo by Jordan Sparks. I kind of forget that this song even exists, and then stuff like today happens where I'm going through my old iTunes library, and it's just such a treat to find it again. So here it is. I actually don't know. It's a single. It's not off any kind of album. Here's Tattoo by Jordan Sparks. Wow, 9-year-old me really bopped to that as if I had any idea what heartbreak or even just normal breakups felt like, or even dating or any of it. It's so funny thinking about like the stuff we sang along to as little kids and how fully committed we were to the songs, despite not being able to understand the experiences described therein, even a little bit. I enjoy it. There's another artist I've wanted to play on this show, though, since the show started, because he is a great guy. He makes great music. Unfortunately, a lot of my favorite stuff by him is not clean, and even the stuff that is clean and that it doesn't have curse words still deals with rather adult themes that I'm hesitant to broadcast to you all at, you know, 6 a.m. on your way to work, or on your way to drop your kids off at school, etc., etc. But this is Get Set Go. He actually lives in Austin, Texas, so pretty close to me now. He streams his music on Twitch. He tries to do it every weekday for like multiple hours, which is super impressive. Lately, he's finally been giving himself some time off to rest his voice, which I think is a good thing. If I could have guests, I mean, it's long been a goal of mine to ask him to be interviewed for Worst Boys Guild. I'm sure I could get him to do it. But it's, again, the whole no guests thing right now means that we'll have to wait. Yeah, let's see. The key information is Get Set Go. He lives in Austin. He came out with a new album recently called Hesitation Cuts. I recommend you listen to it. He is an extremely prolific musician. Hesitation Cuts is his newest release. In between, he had 3 volumes of an album called Mike TV Live, which is actually all remakes of songs that already had been released by him. Before that was the album This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. And each of those albums is like 3 hours or something. It's incredible. Definitely worth taking a listen. Also worth taking a listen are his earlier albums. Some of my favorite music ever, but definitely cannot be played on this radio show, most of it. That's where the really not clean stuff can be found, including one song off of his second album, Ordinary World, which is not clean, but which was featured on Grey's Anatomy. It's called I Hate Everyone. And so, of course, to be on Grey's Anatomy, it had to be clean, and he actually just completely rewrote the second verse of the song. I guess I would assume because the curse words in the original second verse just kind of fit into the rhythm too well, and it wasn't worth trying to, like, awkwardly erase them. He just wrote a new second verse, which means that I can play it on the show. So here is the Grey's Anatomy soundtrack version of I Hate Everyone by Get Set Go. And I've long been slowly gathering more music by him to make into just, I mean, the eventual goal is to spend, you know, half of one of my hours 1 week just playing his music and talking about him and hopefully even talking to him. So I've been slowly gathering clean songs for that, but for now I will go with the Grey's Anatomy soundtrack version of I Hate Everyone, particularly because it is his most famous song. And for, I mean, it's not a coincidence. Being featured on Grey's Anatomy was huge for his career. So this is the song you're most likely to recognize, but definitely take a listen to all of his music. Those first 3 albums, I meant to say, are, the first one is So You've Ruined Your Life, the second one is Ordinary World, and the third one is Selling Out and Going Home. But in total, he has like 10 albums or something. There's enough music for years of listening just from this guy alone. And there's something for everybody in there. I highly recommend him. And definitely check out his Twitch channel. He's on Twitch under the username MikeTVLive. TV, like television. He's also got a Patreon, social media. I've spent like 2 minutes plugging this guy when I was really just trying to intro his song, but he deserves it. Please listen to my plug and check him out. And here is I Hate Everyone.
Stupid chick in the checkout line was paying for beers with nickels and dimes, and some old man had clipped coupons and argued whenever they wouldn't take one. All I wanted to buy was some cigarettes, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I left. I hate everyone. way of work really ticked me off by telling me that I was doing it wrong. I was the one who was doing the work, but the big stupid jerk, he drove me berserk. All I wanted to do was smoke a cigarette, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I quit. I hate everyone.
That was I Hate Everyone by Get Set Go. As I said before, you will definitely be hearing more of his music on my show. I still need to decide whether to do a special episode just on him or if I'm going to sprinkle his songs throughout. But you'll hear more. Still, in the meantime, check him out. There are a gazillion ways to do so. And the music's great. As always, thank you very much for listening to Worst Boys Guild. Even if my voice sounds kind of dry coming through, I really love making these episodes and sharing this time with you all. And I hope that this show can be a good start to your Wednesday and that the rest of your Wednesday is also good. Take care and stay safe. Find ways to make this time, you know, meaningful. And tolerable and or tolerable. It depends on what your means are. If you're able to help somebody else get through this who's less fortunate than you, please do so. And that's it. Just take care of yourselves and each other. And tune in next week to Worst Boys Guild. I'm going to go ahead and send us out with Half Moon by Blind Pilot, off of their album We Are the Tide, a great album, and this is the first song from it. Yeah, happy Wednesday, take care.
That morning sky gave me a look, so I left while you were sleeping. That's all it took, and I chalked the lines out there. Going where my thirst was open for the things that I don't know. Going where I wasn't paying for the hurt that I owe.
get on. Get on.